join me in welcoming Washington State Senator Jeff Wilson, who represents the 19th Legislative District. How are you doing, Senator?
I'm doing great, Lars. Thanks for having me on today.
I want to ask you this straight out. Is Washington State's easy on hard drugs set of laws? They haven't been decriminalized. It's still, I guess, a gross misdemeanor is the best the legislature would deliver. But the courts got rid of the felony treatment of drugs. Is this killing people in Washington State?
Well, it's killing people at a record pace, Lars. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, have given us the prestigious first place for the largest increase of drug overdose fatalities in all of the states. So congratulations, Washington State, with 3,000 lives alone lost last year alone in the state because of overdoses. Listen, we're headed to be the record setter. It's not just high gas prices. Now we're going to be the leader in overdose deaths.
Why is it that your Democrat colleagues, because I'm guessing this one does split on party lines, and if it doesn't, Senator, feel free to correct me, but why is it that that doesn't persuade your Democrat colleagues that things have to change?
Well, maybe somebody needs to see the numbers, but the numbers aren't misleading anybody, Lars. The numbers are telling the truth. This is a compelling story to show that the policies since 2021 have failed. The removal of felony drug charges simply has resulted in large amounts of funerals for Washington residents at a record pace. And what we're doing is wrong. We've been way too soft on drugs, and some have said it's a war on drugs. I'm going to say it's a war now on just staying alive here in Washington State.
I'd have to agree with you. And Senator, there's another false narrative that's been pushed out there, that the fact that you had felonies for hard drugs meant lots of people were going to prison or going to jail and serving sentences of some time, some long time, not a couple of days. Was that actually the case? Because you'd think if it's now dropped from felony to gross misdemeanor, that we'd see a dramatic drop, not because of the prisoners that were released by people like Inslee and Kate Brown and now Tina Kotek in Oregon, but that you'd see a big drop in the number of people going to prison, except all my prosecutor friends said people don't go to prison for hard drugs unless they're trafficking the drugs, unless they're in the drug business. Simple possession almost never sent somebody to prison. Is that true?
That's correct, Lars. And on top of what you've mentioned, Washington State is well known for just simply letting people out of jail and, of course, closing jails and correctional facilities. But the felony was the real ability for us to, in this case, be a lifesaver, in my opinion, to intervene with police officers and others to get people to stay alive longer, get them into drug courts. The soft on crime and nobody goes to jail has clearly resulted in many more funerals.
Well, and the other argument made by the left when they say we should decriminalize drugs or maybe even legalize drugs, Oregon has come as close to legalizing drugs as possible. I mean, you literally get a ticket if you're caught with hard drugs, and you don't even have to pay the ticket. So it's that close to full legalization. It's what I call de facto legalization. But they always said if you didn't punish these people, they'd be able to go to treatment. Has there been a gigantic jump in the number of people going to treatment with this soft on drugs approach?
I have not seen any of those numbers that would support that claim at all, Lars. What I do see, though, is I see the murder rate, for example, climbing at a record pace, doubling the pre-pandemic levels with increases of 168% in your chances of getting murdered, say, in the city of Tacoma. And I'm not laying blame on drugs necessarily for that.
I would.
Certainly there has to be a correlation in our behavior the past couple years, and staying high and committing crime seems to be incredibly popular and allowed, and we need to act in the legislature and put some more teeth back into this.
I'm talking to Senator Jeff Wilson. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Senator Wilson. I would put it to drugs and to gang activity and the gangs, whatever you want to call them, the cartels, the gangs. When I talked to the FBI about a year ago, And I said, what is causing most of the murders? They said about two-thirds of them we can directly relate to gang activity. And usually that's disputes over territory, and oftentimes disputes over territory for selling drugs. And then I would also imagine that if you're somebody who's trafficking drugs and the police pull you over and take all your drugs away, and somebody who's your supplier finds out that all of a sudden $100,000 or $1 million worth of his product is in the police evidence room, I have a feeling they're not very happy, and they don't resolve that the way civilized people would. They kill people over things like that.
Absolutely. You've just pointed out a correlation that is very alarming, whereas 1 in 5,000 residents in Tacoma were murdered last year. 1 in 14,000 residents were murdered last year in Seattle. And King County, of course, has the highest drug overdose fatality rating. And it seems that you don't want to arrest people to create the solution to these problems. But if you don't arrest people, you know that more lives are cost, or that's the consequence you pay, and more murders are being committed. And this should, quite frankly, get the attention of everybody in Washington State and Oregon as well.
All right, so what's the likelihood that you can get anything done? Or are we going to have to wait for the next legislative session and then for bills to be written? And then you have to persuade your Democrat colleagues. But in the meantime, they're okay with just seeing record rates of drug overdose deaths among their constituents?
Well, I certainly hope not, Lars. Our track record isn't very impressive. We had to get called in by Governor Inslee for a one-day special session this year to adjust what was called the Blake Fix. And we added that gross misdemeanor. But since we've added the gross misdemeanor just this year, it appears that our work isn't undone. There are a lot of us, including myself, that are going to be pushing for legislation to have that consequence of a felony, to hold people accountable, and no doubt this actually, I believe, will save lives. If you're not overdosing, you certainly have a better chance of staying alive.
Well, and chances are, if you're facing a felony and the judge says, or you could go to treatment, my understanding from the judges is 95% of the people offered that deal say, fine, I'll go into treatment. And I think ultimately that's compassionate. Senator Wilson, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lars.